In an attempt to gain access to big fortune, two bad persons desperately develop a plan to kidnap a pizza delivery man and force him to rob a bank with a bomb attached to his chest with a 30-minute timer. In a race against the clock, the delivery man and his faithful best friend teamed it up for that intensely thrill ride. Well, this is the story 30 minutes more or less about. Today, we'll be talking about the leading role, Jesse Eisenberg.两个疯狂的坏人为了赚大钱，绑架了一个送披萨的小贩，并将定时炸弹固定在他的身上，强迫他去抢银行。炸弹在30分钟后将爆炸，这是一场生死赛跑。小贩和死党齐心协力尝试解救危机，这就是新电影《惊魂半小时》讲述的故事。今天我们要谈的就是本片的主角杰西·艾森伯格。 You are new to this filmBut you would be probably impressed by the one who played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network. Actually, it is this film that wins him so much attention and even lets him the nomination for Academy Awards for Best Actor. And the next year, he would give his vote for this big event. 影片很新，但是杰西在社交网络中的表演相比给你留下了深刻的印象。杰西凭借对马克扎克伯格的精彩演绎迅速串红，获得了奥斯卡最佳男主角的提名，并将在明年参加奥斯卡评选投票。He first appeared in the TV program Get Real, in which he only got a small role. His wonderful performance in Roger Dodger and The Emperor's Club in 2002 made him known, but he also took a rest to play Roger Dodger.For he has to refuse to go to the university. 他的荧幕处女作则是电视节目《爱的初体验》，他在其中饰演一个小角色。2002年，他出演的《震撼性教育》和《天之骄子》都让电影界对他刮目相看。杰西甚至为了拍《震撼性教育》而放弃了去大学的机会。The director David Neil Fink said, "When he first saw Jesse's performance, he knew that."Wasn't Zuckerberg, but Jesse spoke so fast, which is rather perfect for the film. In reality, he also did some work in relation to internet. He built a game website which interestingly requires Facebook. 导演大卫·芬奇在接受采访时说，在他看杰西的表演时，他知道这不是马克·扎克伯格，他说话那么快，那么特别。但这正是对于这角色最完美的表现。而现实生活中，杰西也与网络有关系，他建立了自己的游戏网站，而且每个玩家都要求有 Facebook 的账户。After the social network, he has a rather busy schedule. Lots of films are waiting like the Bob Decameron with Alan Page, Now You See Me with Jack and so on. But he never feels easy about being a film actor,and even a little bit afraid of his own movies, for he thought it's terrible that the films provide more perspective for one to discover himself. 一举成名后，他的片约不断，如和艾伦·佩姬合作的《波普什日谈》，以及与杰伦·哈尔合作的新片《你看到我了》。杰西对自己电影明星的身份仍然没有认知感，甚至惧怕观看自己的电影，因为他觉得电影会提供各种奇怪的角度来重新发现自己，这对他来说很可怕。He explained his big changes after social network is that he raised more cats, which are his favorite, and he described his life like, My life basically is just, you know, feeding and cleaning cats, and I'm gonna be the sixth gig alive. As for a huge success, he expressed he never expected to win instantly.Or it also means to drop immediately. 杰西觉得成名后最大的改变就是他为了更多的猫。他喜欢猫，他也是这样描述他的生活的。我的生活基本就是喂猫、清洁猫，然后继续当最性感的怪胎。至于巨大的成功，他也表示自己不想升得太快，因为总会有落差和失望随之而来。